With me now, Dave Lorenz, who's the manager of public and industry relations for Travel Michigan. Good evening, Dave. How are you?
I am doing great. I have the pleasure of being up in beautiful St. Ignace in Michigan's beautiful Upper Peninsula right now. It's gorgeous up here right now.
Is it really?
Yeah, hard to believe, isn't it? When I left the Lower Peninsula today, I had to fight through all that rain. And up here, sunshine, it's just gorgeous.
It's pure Michigan.
It sure is.
Yeah, that was carefully played. You haven't heard that before today, have you, Dave?
No, never. Never said it either.
Oh, yeah, never at all. I love St. Ignace. I've been there several times. It's a beautiful area. Beautiful area.
Well, you know, the best part about my job is I get to see people all over the state as I kind of travel around. I do a lot of traveling for Travel Michigan and the MEDC, and up here for some meetings today, and have the evening just to myself. So I'm going to take it easy and enjoy this beautiful area.
Well, we will chat and then get you and let you get on with your evening as well. Some great news for the state of Michigan when it comes to tourism. And those pure Michigan ads are working. We have out-of-state people coming in. And I loved one of the articles that was written. It said that out-of-state travel tourism was soaring. What a great word. And boy, it's great news.
It really is great news. And, you know, credit goes to, our travel director, George Zimmerman. He's done a tremendous job. Governor Snyder, Governor Granholm, the legislature for funding the program. Our really great travel advertising agency, McCann Erickson, putting together that tremendous Pure Michigan marketing campaign. And it really does seem that it had a great impact and continues to have a great impact. The data that we got from a company by the name of DK Shiflett shows that we had a $2 billion increase in travel spending last year. That converts to about 10,000 jobs, full-time equivalent jobs. A lot of part-time jobs, a lot of full-time jobs. All we know is it's positive news. It's a great investment for the people of Michigan, and I couldn't be prouder than to work for the people of Michigan in this way.
Well, and what I love about it, too, is, you know, there are always critics of when Governor Snyder agreed and legislator to fund the Pure Michigan program, but what we're seeing here is the dollars coming back in right in front of us. We're seeing the black and white, aren't we?
Yeah, we really are. And you know, there are always going to be people who are going to criticize anything that a government, or in our case, quasi-government, does. And that's really a shame because, you know, the real truth of it is there are a lot of people who work as hard as they can to really serve the people of Michigan. And it gets a little tiring hearing that way too trite, negative comments about state employees and such. But I think that this is one of those things that truly shows that when you have people who are of goodwill trying to do the right thing for their constituencies coming together like I've seen very seldom with both sides of the aisle in the legislature, a Democratic governor, a Republican governor. Governor Snyder now has not only funded us fully at $25 million for this year, but into the next few years. This is something I think we can all be proud of.
Well, and not only are we up, Dave, over $2 billion, and of course it's important that it's with a B in case I'm not enunciating clearly, with out-of-state travelers, but in-state residents traveling around the state also grew 6% in 2010, according to this report.
That's right. And you know, of course, our main objective of the Pure Michigan campaign is to get people to travel into Michigan and throughout Michigan. But one thing that the Pure Michigan campaign does also is it kind of reminds those of us who live here that even though we're dealing with these difficult times, high gas prices, a real sour economy, it reminds us that we have this beautiful state and that we need to spend as much time as we can in leisure with our friends and family, exploring and enjoying this place that we should be very proud of. And I think that those ads with Tim Allen's voice really do speak to that whole concept that we have a lot to be proud of here, and there's something about Michigan people. You can knock us down, but we're going to get right back up. And we're going to make this even a better state into the future.
Well, it certainly is. And talk about, you know, driving the economy. You know, 150, or isn't that what you said, about 150,000 jobs or 100,000 jobs?
Well, the actual additional number that was added last year was 10,000.
Okay.
But it is about 152,000, I think it is, jobs in the tourism industry. It's a really hard thing to define, but
but
because what is tourism? Tourism might include gas station attendants. It certainly includes restaurants and retail and all the things that you always typically think of, hotels and such. But it's so many other things, attractions and destinations. And it's a vast industry. It's the reason why it is the world's largest industry.
Well, and people, whenever we have people in from out of town and for out of state particularly who've never been to Michigan before and go into any area, you know, east, west, you know, north or south in Michigan, they're always impressed at how absolutely beautiful it is. Took a bunch of folks up to the Glen Arbor area who had never been in the state before in that area, and they were just stunned at how beautiful it is. And having fresh eyes like that to help you see the state, we kind of take it for granted sometimes, I think, and you know, and with gas prices and so forth in the economy, what better way to do it than just stay in our own state and visit your favorite spot or find a new one?
You're absolutely right. I was visiting with a visiting travel industry expert from Japan yesterday. He reminded me of just how stunning this state is and how beautiful it is. And I will hear the same thing. I know when we have travel writers from Hong Kong in next week, we've had so many people from outside of not only Michigan, but this country come to visit us, and we do tours for them. The two things that we always hear, I was surprised that this state is so beautiful and offers so much for the traveler. That's number one. Number two is they are always surprised at how nice the people of Michigan are. I think 99% of the time they say everybody was just so nice, and we're not used to that back home.
Isn't that something?
And that's just part of our culture.
I traveled in New York not long ago, and I was at a store, and the woman said to me, "You're not from around here, are you?" And I said, "No." I said, "How did you know?" And she said, "You're too nice." And she goes, "Where are you from?" And I said, "Michigan." She goes, "I could have guessed that." So see, I can back up that story. Where does Dave Lorenz go on a holiday weekend like this?
Oh, boy. You know, I live in the Grand Haven area, driving to Lansing.
Oh, you're already there.
Yeah, well, you know, and that's true. You know, I love the Lansing area as well, but I think it's healthy that as a government, you know, kind of government employee, because I'm not technically that, but somebody who works for the people of Michigan, that I kind of stay back where I am, so you don't kind of get that just that Lansing feel with everything.
Yeah.
But I really like staying in my area many weekends, but I also like to explore, and I like to try to find some kind of unique and new things or things that maybe my wife hasn't experienced before. So actually, we were just talking about going down to Hickory Corners to the Gilmore Car Museum, even though much into cars. We're going to do that pretty soon.
Well, as you said, there's always a lot of places to find. Tell us the website real quick before we run out of time at where they can explore Michigan.
Absolutely. You know, like we always say, your trip begins at Michigan.org. So just go to Michigan.org and we'll be there for you.
Well, you certainly will. It's a great website. And I think you can also pick up these guides to the state at rest areas, correct?
Absolutely. We have the Michigan Travel Ideas magazine available at all of the welcome centers. You can also order them on Michigan.org. And actually, just today, MDOT is releasing it's either today or tomorrow, the new state map. And one of the cool things about the new state map is it has QR codes. You can use your smartphone and get directly to Michigan.org and then get to some other interesting, fun travel things, too. So look for that new state map with pictured rocks on the front of it, and you're going to enjoy that.
Oh, very good. I've been there, too, and love that area as well.
Sure,
Dave,
is.
Thank you so much for your time. Travel safe.
Hey, thank you.